Well, Pocono? Well, Pocono died there. The Beach Boys apparently cacked right in the middle of that.
Pocono was with it? I thought it's Kokomo. Kokomo.
No, it's Pocono. I changed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's Poconos.
Yeah, it's Poconos. I changed it. Just change it in the middle for fun.
I love that show, that song. They played, the Beach Boys played that on Full House when I was
young. If you were a disc jockey and you had played it a lot, you wouldn't love it so much. We're back. Hi, Steve Cochran. And we'll do the most valuable person on the planet tied to a little Kokomo there in a second. First, I tried the guacamole. Mm-hmm. I tried the guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like guacamole any better than I did yesterday. Okay, maybe a little. And I believed initially that they were both the same and you guys were just messing with me. I now believe that the birthday plate is the different one, the guacale.
And you are the only one that thinks that.
Everybody else thinks it's a white plate.
Grzanich, Mary, and then I'm not sure what Super Joe thought, but yeah, they thought it was the opposite.
And the answer is?
And the answer is that the birthday plate is the guacale mole.
No more calls. See, we have a winner.
I almost changed my mind on that.
So did I.
Almost isn't good enough.
But so that one turns
brown?
It had
a weird aftertaste.
Does that one turn brown, too?
Weird aftertaste.
What, doesn't all guacamole turn brown?
I don't know. I thought maybe the kale.
The point is, the guacale mole, you're getting a little something extra healthy in there, and you don't even know.
You know we're going to hear about this the rest of the year.
Who in the lab has tested this? Yeah. Yes. Who in the lab has tested that the guacale mole? Maybe there's nothing kale.
Look at me, Steve. Look at me.
Look at.
That's all I eat.
Dave knows.
Yeah, really? Three times a day? Guacamole mole?
Dave, wow, Dave just gave him a stare down. So anyway, there's a photo gallery.
I'm just talking about a bite of your freaking guacamole.
You know,
it was about,
a lot of onions in
it
both
It was
of
about
them.
4 minutes after I took a bite of that one that the aftertaste hit me, and that's when I almost changed my mind.
All right, well, there's a photo gallery up at WGNRadio.com on the Steve Cochran Show Facebook and Instagram. That
What's
you
can the
see?
Price comparison? How much is guacale versus guacamole?
Oh, that's a good question. What did
the
I pay?
The guacale mole was $5.89, and you know what? It's the same $9.99 per pound price, actually.
$10 a pound for guacamole.
Yeah.
Where are you buying
that? But now it's
that?
Whole Foods.
Well, you did a story yesterday about how we're going to run out of it.
Yeah. So, anyway. So
this is like plywood in Miami before a hurricane
exactly.
hits. Everybody's jacking up the price. All right, 729. Let's do the most valuable person on the planet. Joe and Kathy join us now. Sorry the Beach Boys quit on us. I thought that was a nice theme song for you guys.
We love it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Chicago locals, Joe Bechtold and his wife, Kathy McCray, are going to be competing in the 9th annual Rincon Beach Boy in Rincon, Puerto Rico. Couple's going to compete in the elite 8-mile open water race, raising money for El Salón Angelitos de Amor, which is what?
The Angels of Love from Rincon. It's an amazing organization here in Rincon, Puerto Rico.
And it provides children with Down syndrome educational opportunities, recreational and social rights, and other community youth support as well. What's an 8-mile open water race? What is that?
Well, what that is, it's a bunch of the elite racers gather at the same time. It's in a bunch start, and they go west 4 miles to a point called Domes, which is actually a surf break, and there's an abandoned radiator after
nuclear
reactor that's closed down there, and there's a buoy outside there, and you turn around the buoy and head direct back another 4 miles.
So you're just swimming, so though?
Oh, paddleboard race. You're on a paddleboard.
Oh, a paddleboard.
And there's like a number of different categories, so everyone isn't exactly alike. There's like the stand-up paddleboard that you used to see at the North Avenue Beach. Mm-hmm. There's race boards, which Joe and I race. I race in the 12-foot-6 category.
Mine's a 14-foot race board.
And there's another, speaking of swimming category, it's called the prone board, where people lay on a board, virtually no paddle, using their arms to propel them the entire 8 miles. And we don't talk about that because that's not in our repertoire at all.
So are those folks just using their arms? Are they competitive?
They're very competitive.
Yes. And they use their arms and they're on their knees. And they do it a lot in Hawaii. A lot of the prone racers are in Southern California, Northern California, and Hawaii.
But 8 miles? So much, 8 miles is a long way to paddle.
Right, which is why we're not in the prone category. We're in the race board category, which is really just about fitness, so whatever you're doing.
So how do you...
It all kind of crosses over.
How do we support you and help you raise money?
Oh, that's so kind of you to ask. So if you go to the Beach Boy website, you can make a donation to the Angels at Rincon, or you can go to my Facebook page, Kathy Katz McRae, and make a donation. You'll also see on my Facebook page, I'm not like trying to sell myself here at all, but we're also doing another race, Father's Day weekend, for a group, Piper's Angels. A friend of ours, a fellow paddler, his daughter suffers from cystic fibrosis.
Okay.
And there is a race there as well.
So a little longer, 80 miles. From Bimini to Marathon, Florida.
Wow.
80 miles? Why don't you guys get an engine? You know, just slap an outboard on the back of one of those things.
Well, you're more than welcome to join us. There is a boat that's going to be chaperoning us, so you can get aboard the boat if you like and cheer us on.
Now, here in town, are we more likely to see you on the lake or on the river practicing?
Well, Lake Michigan. I'm on the lake pretty much all year round, except for obviously 3 weeks ago when there was ice. But, you know, in November, December, I was on. And then really around April, you can see me on the lake there. And there are some fellow paddlers that I do go out with.
You
but once the ice breaks up,
yeah,
you know, you're just... Yeah, Joe is pretty crazy. He'll be out there really no matter what the weather conditions are. I'm like most of the other paddlers. I start in May and I'll go to about November.
How old are you guys?
We'll be 60.
Wow.
Nice.
That is impressive.
I didn't know you'd ask that, Steve.
Well, I'm guessing you look fabulous, and we'll look you up online anyway, even behind your back. But very impressive. Very, very impressive. And thanks for all the good work you're doing for everybody else, because you're raising a lot of money, too. You heard all the ways you can contact and support. We'll put those up online, social media-wise, here as well. Good luck this weekend, you guys.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye, Chicago.
You are the most valuable people on the planet.